Good morning. It is December 24th, the year is 2020. This is your Christmas Eve special. Today we're talking about food banks and how the people that are going to the food banks are not really the people who are hungry. They're not hungry. They're not starving. And as much as we love Harrison Smith, we want to make sure that he realizes this is fake news. Okay, so they are definitely, they're driving around in these cars, and the people that go to these food banks are not starving. They drive around new SUVs with gas. Gas costs money. They could be spending money on food, on farmers, on local farmers. They could be going to farmers markets. There is local farmers markets that are still happening. And if there's not, then you can order local, or you can order seeds and grow your own microgreens, start your own farmers market. And you can do that indoors where you're sleeping at. They can grow food on their own private property. Okay, these are people that are going to food banks. They have their own private property. They don't allow people to even use mini food banks who are camping or who don't have private property or a way to cook the food on a stove or refrigerate the food, because those are the people that are really starving, okay? It's those who have been kicked from their home by the taxpayer-funded terrorists, kicked from their home like military veterans, kicked from their home like the left behind father or the left behind mother or the, whoever it is. The one that didn't divorce dad. It's those people who can't get to the food bank that are starving, who don't have a car, who can't get to the grocery store, who can't go to the farm and seed shop or whatever to buy some seeds, to have an address, to have seeds delivered from your local publishing house. But I mean, of course, we'll deliver to them to you in person wherever you're at, even on the side of a hill, anywhere in the world. Mitch, who owns a house on the hill, right? He's 4 months behind on his mortgage. Bills are months behind. Two-time convicted pedophile, we see. Still horrible interactions all the time. Thinks he's perfect. Doesn't have any. He has no degree of involvement in wrongdoing at all, ever, he says. This is at 395 Inspirational Drive in Sedona, Arizona. He either abuses or allows the abuse of loving parents who've been kicked to the curb, right? He thinks that he says they're doing him a favor because he's providing them with housing, but what he's really doing is taking their money and providing them with an unsafe environment around people who terrorize them and do criminal threats on a regular basis. And he stands down to this and he tells you that if you call the police, if you tell the police, you're not going to be able to have your little piece of dirt in the basement. And that's abuse. That's financial abuse. It's adult abuse. It's abuse, parental abuse. And there are children that are there, right? So that's frustrating to us. I don't know. These guys on the radio keep talking about, no breasts and no booty. And this is just the, meathead kind of putting females into categories, and it's ridiculous and it's unhealthy, and it doesn't celebrate the uniqueness within each of us. What about all the flat bottom girls who make the rockin' world go round, right? Our father might say that these giant breasts just sag and they look nasty when they get older, right? People that do these reductions or the increases, all these things, it just makes them sag and look unhealthy. And it's better to focus on just being healthy. You're beautiful the way you are, whether you're big or whether you're small. It's great. And it's who you are. It's what you're inside of right now. It's your vessel. So better to focus on keeping that vessel healthy and being healthy in the best way you can. That's what you can control. The health plan is to stay healthy. And that was from the, that whole thing's dedicated to the Bob and Tom show on 96.7 FM, The Wolf. That's the Bob and Tom show, 96.7 FM, The Wolf. Needs to celebrate the uniqueness and the individual special qualities within each of us, instead of just labeling, letting us know that you like big booties or flat booties or fat booties or skinny booties or whatever it is. Just celebrate what you love about that one person that you're interviewing or whoever it is that's calling in. Make a real difference in the lives of those who are in the most need, and question authority in a real way this next year by being a manager. We are hiring managers right now. We are managing office areas. We're managing space. We're managing humans. We have managers that manage contractors and our agreements with contractors. And we want you to go out and make an effort to reward your great managers this holiday season. We know there's some great managers out there, restaurant managers. We're very thankful to them. They're usually not the ones that are making the tips. They let their servers keep all the tips. So you can ask the server if they get to keep all their tips and if they can tip out their busboys or whatever the way they see fit, or the kitchen the way they see fit. They got a good manager. And if that manager's not stealing their tips, do something great for that manager. Help that manager out in the best way you can. The restaurant managers are going around this year and they're really going out of their way to make the holiday season great for everyone. We appreciate them. If you do a public act of truth which opposes a harmful behavior that, if exposed, would end their profiteering. So if you do this public act of truth, when you do this public activist event, this public activist act, you need to bring your own audience. Don't depend that other people are going to be your audience. You need to bring your own audience if you do this public act of truth. Bring your own audience, and bring your own audience of cold-blooded killers. At least 20 of them. And this way, you'll be able to be heard and your voice won't be suppressed. So, when you use your megaphones and you do these other things, bring your own group of people to listen to you, and that will shut other people up or allow them to speak in a respectable way, in an easy communicative way, so that they have their free speech as well. Maybe they have a better idea. Maybe they can say why they're confused, and then we can correct them with our free speech. So help them to say stuff, but don't allow them to shut down your free speech. I gotta admit, I'm very against Zionism and anything that has to do with superiority over others, whether it be a nation or anything. We just want to have our home. We don't need to be superior. But that's how they do it. They bring their own gang of people, and they have megaphones and speakers and microphones and everything, and then the gang of people chant and yell and read, Old Testament Bible verses whenever they call on them. 10 billion megawatts, right? And there's the SolarWinds networking software, the Sunburst Trojan virus used to data harvest installed since March. Changes the registry. It sounds like someone working there put in their own software they could use to get the information off the network. So it sounds like someone at SolarWinds created the Sunburst Trojan virus software, the malware, and then included that with the software packages because they worked at the company. That would be the most easy way to do it. That would be my first guess. I have no idea what they're doing. And Alex Jones should call an International Day of Prayer in Victoriology. Set a date for sometime in the future for an International Day of Prayer in Victoriology. Have people meet at local parks, public areas, national forests, and announce the areas, or have some place that someone can post all the different prayer locations where they can go to the different prayer events. They should all be mask-free, CCP-free, social distancing-free, oppression-free places, death shot-free. And of course, atheists can pray by coming together to focus on an idea that they understand is happening. Hopefully, it's a positive, helpful idea. So, essentially, that's one way some explain prayer is by focusing on an idea or something positive that you'd like to see happen in your life or to others. But that is a little greedy. So, think about that, atheists, while you come together and pray. Want to be moral. How would you like them to pray about you? So this guy, his name is Badass Uncle Sam out of New Orleans, Louisiana. He needs to tell New Orleans Parish there are real criminals throwing heroin in the streets. Right next to our, if we sit down on the bench or whatever, right in downtown, there'll be someone that'll throw a full container of heroin on us, needle loaded, ready to go. And they'll just leave it there. So we have to sit up and get up and leave to get away from the needle of heroin ready to go next to us. There's real criminals out there. There's people that are taking our daughters around the age of 12, and they're pimping them out on the trams, right? There's these trolleys that are in New Orleans, and the trolleys are used by these, I've observed black adult perverts pimping out our daughters, white Caucasian kind of fat, chubby daughters at very young ages. And badass Uncle Sam, he's being healthy. He's out there, he's out there in the sun, he's talking to people, he's being social. That's good. I think he should be nicer to the tourists. I think he should be much nicer to them, be more protective of them. Be, here's how I'm going to help protect you from this ridiculousness that we got going on in our own city. I mean, you guys got a full building that collapsed on dead foreign citizens here illegally, and there's still dead foreign citizens here illegally in the rubble of your collapsed building in the middle of downtown. Okay, you need to protect your tourists who are out there spending money trying to have a good time in New Orleans from these crazy people. And you know who I'm talking about. So be nicer to the tourists, badass Uncle Sam. And be nicer to them when you're blasting the megaphone at them. And I get it. When someone says something stupid, you want to react and you want to blast over them. But that's not the best way to do it. And I know because I have been to New Orleans and I am the most ultimate. I say the things that they don't want to hear. They don't care about your stuff. They don't really care that much. You talk about Trump and you talk about the United States and whatever it is. But remember, badass Uncle Sam, the things that you're not allowed to talk about are the Muslim invasion, the Islamic invasion. You're not allowed to talk about the normalization of pedophilia. Right? And that's a problem, or it's been a problem. When I got to New Orleans, it was a problem. People were sexually, verbally attacking little children while their parents would try to feed them in the streets while they were on heroin. And they would like talk about how sexy their daughters were at like 8 years old. Disgusting in New Orleans. Okay? The normalization, of course, there was a big group of black guys that, and women. Got all together, families mostly. They were actually blood related to each other. They all got together. They kicked the pedophiles out of there. That's what they did. I just got to observe it and report on it. That's all that I got to do. But you got to bring this stuff up, the normalization of pedophilia. Another one that you're not allowed to talk about is the chopping, the forceful changing of our children's sex. So they're forcing hormones into them, chopping our dicks off, chopping the dicks off of our children, and you're not allowed to talk about that. And they're doing it without the father's consent. Fathers don't matter anymore, and New Orleans is no different. There's plenty of black fathers in New Orleans come up to me, tell me how. They're ready to go. People treat their daughters terrible. They don't like them. They do not like them. Oh boy, holy cow. Do not get in front of the face of one of these boxers, these black fathers, these street fighters who've got daughters, real blood daughters in that city. Man, they do not mess around, boy. So you talk about this stuff with them. Another one is that Soros, yeah, and I did hear you talk a little bit about Soros funding our demise, creating these anti-family groups, anti-nuclear family groups that believe the village should be pedophiling on your children instead of their parents, because it takes a village to pedophile your children, according to Black Lives Matter, and also according to their misuse of the anti-fascist movement. They've turned that against him. Because, of course, all of us are against fascism. So, and I don't like the way that you held that that cane right up next to that judge either. Don't like that. He came up to you in peace, and he came up to you with his hands in his pocket. And so what if he is a cop? So what if he is a detective? So what if he is CIA? So what if he is a homeless guy? So what if he is whoever? It doesn't matter. He came up to you and he gave you respect, and he kept his mouth shut until you were done with what you did. And then he listened to you and he asked you questions and he told you who he was, that justice of the peace. And then you held your cane up right up next to him like he was going to knife you or something. And that's ridiculous. Badass Uncle Sam, if someone wants to knife you or beat you up, they're going to do it. In New Orleans, they're going to do it. All right? They're going to bring a gang of people and they are going to do it. They're going to bring one guy. They're going to do it. You got no protection at all. It doesn't matter if you film it live. They are going to do it. All right? So don't be holding that stick so close to the justice of peace that's showing you so much respect on the streets of New Orleans when he's coming out on video about who he really is. That's brave man. I'm impressed. And the lady that was with him. That was, good for them. I'm proud of them for getting out there and, mask free, showing the tourists what's up, treating people well, being nice. And I get it. It's dangerous out there. You do need defensive devices out there. I get it. But it's more about working as a team in New Orleans. You got to know all the other people that are around you. And I think you do. But you got to make sure they all know you, you know them, and you're good with them and and everything. Or you got to know who the bad ones are, and you got to get the group together to get the bad ones out. Because the cops aren't going to do it, and they're not going to punish them, and they're not going to do their job. They're going to go around harassing homeless teenage females who are trying to get some rest before they go get pimped out by some black guy on the trolley next day to some pervert from some other country who just came into town. That's not a tourist. Sexual tourism is not tourist behavior. It's sexual tourism is criminal behavior. It's criminal sexual tourism. You guys have a great one. This is Christmas Eve, December 24th. The year is 2020. And if you can't get over to your friend's place, your family's place, and have a family barbecue and a gathering with your neighbors and your friends, then get out there to one of these Christmas Eve gatherings. And even if you're not Christian, even if you're not celebrating Christmas Eve, still go to the Christmas Eve events because they're fun and they do bring people together. Let people worship and let them show you how they worship and how much fun they have this time of year. It helps them to have their flow. All right, have a good one, and remember, the first person to tell me what the red and white is from on Christmas by chatting with Publish on the Brax app wins a free ticket to the Sedona Balloon Festival this next October of 2021. All right. So we'll look forward to that. Message us now and don't forget to support those who have been supporting you this time of year. And let Joseph, let Mary, let Jesus, let Joseph, Mary, and Jesus in. This time of year, there's room in your inn, there's room in your spot. Figure it out and help them to stay warm and healthy over this winter.